Now, if you're going out on the pool tonight, pay attention to this. Psychologists think they've identified facial characteristics that betray whether someone is up for casual sex or searching for a longer-term relationship.
The art of romance, candlelit dinners, red roses, chocolate. Forget it. They can tell from your face that you're only after one thing. That's just a bit of an exaggeration, but researchers claim to have proved that desire for a long-term relationship or casual sex is written on your face. These pictures are composites made by the researchers. The faces on the right are made up from those people who said they were up for casual sex. Those on the left are those who said they were only after a long-term relationship. Researchers tested several different pairs of faces. They found women, no surprise there, could recognize and were much keener on the faces of the men who wanted a long-term relationship. Men, though, apparently could recognize and preferred the faces of women who were up for casual sex. Sex sells, but is this sort of headline-grabbing stuff what science should be about?
I think there is a problem when people read something and hear about research that purports to tell you something that clearly doesn't. Everyone knows that they don't choose a partner based on the shape of their face. People have a tendency then to shrug their shoulders and say, well, look at science. It proves everything. Whatever will they come up next? And I think that's very harmful to a reputation of science as a tool of investigation.
Thanks, Wayne, from Sense About Science. Well, if you look at my face now, you may find it's betraying signs of scepticism. But I'm joined from Gateshead by Dr. Linda Boothroyd of Durham University, who can, I'm sure, explain all. Dr. Boothroyd, in a nutshell, what does your research show?
Really, for me, in terms of my research, it's all about when we do a lot of research into what kind of faces people find attractive, what kind of behaviours might those faces really be indicating? We've done so much on what people think, for instance, masculine men might be like as partners. And what we've been able to show now is that some of those perceptions we've had are actually possibly true, that, for instance, more masculine men might actually be more open to short-term relationships rather than long. And maybe that's why women tend to only prefer masculine men at certain times of the month and perhaps when they're most interested in the short-term relationship.
I mean, in the past, as I understand it, the main way that we've been able to tell these things, as far as we know scientifically, is through body language and the way that people behave. But you've actually kind of concentrated specifically on how faces are made up. But surely people can change their attitudes. I mean, there must be occasions in people's lives, presumably, when they are open to casual sex and when they're not. Their faces aren't going
to
change.
Yes. No, I think what the thing we can do with a face that we can't do with other things is that it's a really useful medium for manipulating certain things that we know might be correlated with, for instance, hormone levels. So a lot of what we do, again, involving facial masculinity, is hopefully indicating the way in which women are sensitive to and respond to physical indicators of male testosterone. Male testosterone, we know, is important in certain kinds of behaviours, such as sex drive. And because we know that women should, over the millennia, have become quite sensitive to whether a guy is likely to be someone who wants, you know, long-term commitment or not, we can use the face and the facial indicators of testosterone to really look at that. Now, if you want to look at body language, it's harder.
It's always, of course, difficult to assume that we actually learn from our experiences in this regard. But when it comes to men, I mean, you seem to be saying that facial features actually correspond to personalities. But isn't that a bit like, you know, the Victorian age? That's like phrenology, isn't it? Saying your head is shaped in this way, therefore you must behave like this.
Yeah, I think we're not trying to be that prescriptive. Like I said, if certain key features are related both to hormone levels and those hormone levels are then related to behaviours, then what we think is possibly happening is that over a course of time, people are picking up on very subtle correlations in the social environment and that they're then using that in their judgments. But of course, when you actually think about real life interactions, yes, body language is important, what people say is important. Really, we're looking at the face as one particular aspect of the way things go. And in terms of the personality traits changing, they absolutely do.
Doctor, sadly, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very much for sharing that
with
us.